welcome to episode 12 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. Today's tweet: don't compare your life to others and don't judge them. You have no idea what their journey is about. All of us have a different background. A former administrator of mine called it our Velcro. I like the analogy. New items come to us and we have to learn them or in some way deal with them in order for it to stick to us. If they don't, then we won't be able to learn what we need, or we won't be able to respond appropriately to a situation that comes to us. We have to have this Velcro in place in order for these things and learnings to stick. My point is that we have different backgrounds, our Velcro, and none of us have not had the same privileges, luxuries, circumstances. Even if we have grown up in the same household, we are truly individuals. When working with folks, try to see the world through their eyes using what they are telling you. It could really be worth your while. Here's a tip for today. Everyone has some type of Velcro somehow, some way, so let's go ahead and use Google Drive. Google Drive is a storage device. I really didn't understand this to be the case because I used to use it as a word processing document to save my Google documents there and such. Then I realized, wait, I can save my smart notebook, my MP3s, my MPAs, the iOS files for applications, and other types of files. I have friends who have been doing this for a while, but I really never thought of it to use Google Drive as a storage device as of late. If you have those types of files that need to be shared and don't have a Dropbox or a copy account, save it in your Google Drive and do so much more with it. Here's a tip that you can use inside of your Google Drive. This is a hat tip to Kong Kites: 15 tips and tricks to get more out of Google Drive. Normally, you can only download or play music files one at a time from the Google Drive website. If you want to listen to those files, you can install Drive Music for your Google Chrome web browser. After installing it, whenever you click on a music file, the Drive Music will launch in a separate tab that has functions very similar to a music player. Check it out. Let me know in the notes, in the comments, and let me know how you feel about it. Here's my thought-provoking question of the day. What in the world is STEM? I read Hanover Research K-12 STEM Education Overview for a meeting that I had on a Friday. I had more questions coming to my head. While I know STEM is supposed to help our students be the best they can be, but I also realized that teachers need the professional development and ongoing support to make it successful. Let me quote the report, page 3, section called Professional Development Opportunities. Professional development for STEM teachers should persist over an extended period of time. Surveys of teachers suggest that teachers were most interested in STEM-focused professional development that emphasize career awareness, inquiry-based activities, and interdisciplinary activities. Visits and tours or workshop activities were the most preferred modes of delivery. End quote. So when will we be able to recognize the long-lasting effects on the classroom of these PD sessions? So important. Thank you so very much to my tweet folks. I do want to give a huge shout out to Ann Jolly at A Jolly Gal. The person to follow is Brian Crosby. Brian Crosby has a great blog called Learning is Messy. After reading his blog, I reflected on my own teaching and saw that it was seriously messy. Well, Brian has a great way of putting into words the things that happen in a classroom, and it makes sense. Other people can take it, change it into the way that they need to, and then use it in their own classroom. I challenge you to take some time to read his blog, Learning is Messy. You can find the link to his blog in the show notes. Oh, and if you want to follow him on the Twitters, you can follow him at B. Crosby, and he will be glad to interact with you. Talking about learning is messy, it's time to clean up this episode. So if you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.